common mistakes, preaching, pushing, and ignoring relational timing. Some of the biggest mistakes in chaplaincy happen when a chaplain confuses spiritual urgency with spiritual wisdom. The chaplain sees pain, senses need, and feels the desire to say something meaningful right away. That desire may come from sincere faith, but if it is handled badly, it can damage trust instead of deepening it. In motorcycle settings, three common mistakes show up often: preaching, pushing, and ignoring relational timing. Let's take them one at a time. First, preaching. A chaplain is not called to turn every conversation into a sermon. There is a place for clear gospel truth. There is a place for scripture. There is a place for direct spiritual conversation. But if every contact becomes a speech, people may stop hearing your words as care. They may hear them as pressure. In emotionally layered settings, especially around grief, guardedness, anger, or distrust, long explanations can feel like distance rather than love. The person may not need a full teaching in that moment. The person may need presence, one wise sentence, or a brief prayer by permission. Second, pushing. Pushing happens when a chaplain tries to move a person faster than trust can carry. It may sound like too many questions. It may sound like forced prayer. It may sound like quickly bringing up repentance, church attendance, or personal history before the relationship is ready. Pushing often comes from anxiety. The chaplain feels the need to make something happen. But chaplaincy is not about making something happen. It is about serving faithfully in the moment actually given. If a rider is quiet, do not force disclosure. If a family member is overwhelmed, do not press for spiritual depth. If a person gives a short answer, do not treat that as an obstacle to overcome. Pressure may get compliance in a moment, but it rarely builds trust. Third, ignoring relational timing. This is a subtle mistake, but a very common one. A chaplain may say something true, but say it too early, too long, or too strongly for the relationship that exists. Timing matters because people receive words through trust. The same Bible verse, the same invitation, even the same prayer can land very differently depending on whether the person feels safe with you. Relational timing asks, what can this relationship honestly hold right now? That is a very important question. If trust is thin, your words should usually be lighter. If pain is fresh, your words should usually be gentler. If the setting is public, your words should usually be more careful. If the person is guarded, your approach should usually be slower. There are warning signs that a chaplain may be missing timing. You are talking much more than the other person. You keep asking questions after the person has gone quiet. You feel the urge to rescue the silence with spiritual language. You are more focused on saying the right thing than on whether the person can receive it. You feel disappointed if the moment stays simple. These are signs to slow down. A wise chaplain understands that truth does not become stronger by being pushed. It becomes more credible when it is offered with wisdom, humility, and relational awareness. Instead of preaching, try one clear sentence. Instead of pushing, offer availability. Instead of ignoring timing, watch for readiness. You might say, if prayer would help, I'd be glad to pray. Or, that sounds heavy. Or, I'm here if you want to talk more later. These are small phrases, but they honor the person's pace. Remember this, chaplaincy is not weak when it is restrained. Often restraint is one of its deepest strengths. In motorcycle communities, people may not remember every word you say, but they will often remember whether they felt respected by you. They will remember whether your faith felt forceful or trustworthy. They will remember whether you left them room to breathe. So do not preach when presence is needed. Do not push when trust is not ready. Do not ignore timing when the relationship is still forming. Instead, let your words arrive like wise tools, not heavy weights. That is how spiritual care stays human, respectful, and strong.